Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for checking in and listening to Camp Kaiju Monster Movie Reviews. Just wanted to let you know what we got coming up next. We are reviewing the 1994 Mike Nichols film called Wolf, starring Jack Nicholson as a werewolf. So if you are intrigued by that premise alone, check it out, watch the movie, then listen to Matt and I's discussion about that. Lots of good, lots of bad, lots of campy coming your way. And if you want more monster movie content, check out patreon.com/campkaiju, where for as little as $3 a month all the way to $15, you get access to special perks, bonus content, special episodes, merchandise, and a Discord channel where you can chat with other monster movie lovers. So lots to check out. Again, patreon.com/campkaiju or campkaijumoviereviews.com, where you can find links to past episodes and other reviews Matt and I are typing up weekly. All right, thanks everybody. Until next time, stay campy. I need to revisit the Lost World Jurassic Park, but I also think there's a lot of similarities with that movie in Guanji in terms of there are two competing teams of people after the dinosaur or whatever.
That's a good point. Yeah, I didn't really think about that. I also haven't seen The Lost World in a long time, but yeah, I think that's a valid comparison.
Yeah, eventually, and then both movies, both these rival groups realize they have to come together to survive the island or the valley or whatever. Yeah, Lost World is a movie I'd like to bring to the podcast eventually because that's a movie I want to know. Does it stand the test of time? It's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah, for me too. Like, I've seen bits and pieces on TV, which obviously is not the best way to watch a movie. Yeah, there are some things that this is getting off topic a little bit, I guess. Like, I don't know. In some ways, it seems like a pretty lazy, like tossed off Spielberg movie, like kind of just like a money grubbing thing. But there are some scenes that are just like extremely intense, like so magical, like Spielberg is able to do so well. So yeah, hopefully we'll bring that to the podcast in the future.
Maybe season 4.
Yeah.
Stay tuned next year.
Season 24 in the, you know, in the early, what would that be? 2040s? Stay tuned for The Lost World. I'm just kidding.
2040s.
It's a bad joke. I'm sorry.
Episode 976.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Just wait and see.
Have you seen 1 million years BC?
I have not. I'm like woefully uneducated about Harryhausen.
Love Harryhausen's work in that. I don't know if it's a hot take or not. The movie was one of the most boring films I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. Is that the one with Raquel Welch or is that a different one?
Okay. Yeah. And you know, she's a legend in that movie. She's a legend for the image of the leather bikini, loincloth bikini. And rest in peace, Raquel Welch. Maybe my favorite Harryhausen movie is called 20 Million Miles to Earth. I hadn't seen it. I hadn't even heard of it till a few years ago, but it's about a Martian that crash lands on Earth. I say Martian. It's like a giant, unhuman, like monstrous beast and runs amok in Rome before falling off of the Colosseum. Whoa. So, yeah, another King Kong story, but it's so good and so unique. So everyone, please watch 20 Million Miles to Earth.
British family on a yacht cruise stumbled upon Site B.
And now it's only a matter of time before this lost world is found and pillaged.
Hopefully we've kept this island quarantined and contained, but I'm in shock about all this.
That's how it always starts. But then later there's running and then screaming.
The hell was that?
Go. Oh.